We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back here on a Friday in 7 o'clock hour. A lot of stuff going on. Woody just hit on it a little bit. I guess not really a surprise because everybody's been talking about this, and Miami Dolphin defense struggled, especially on the road, and ended up not putting up close to the numbers overall that they did a year ago. And obviously everybody can look them up and go through the total defense down and points per game, 23.5. The pass defense struggled. Couldn't get takeaways, just 14 on the season. So they really struggled. Now, to be fair to Josh Boyer, I can't have my GM standing up there and saying, well, I do want to mention, I can't remember us being this banged up. And Josh Boyer's going, yeah, they're mostly my guys. Byron Jones, Brandon Jones, Nick Needham, and Emmanuel Ogba. One of your best pass rushers, Nick Needham, who's coming off a great season as a nickelback. Brandon Jones has turned into a really solid safety. And Byron Jones, who you were counting on when one of the biggest mysteries we've ever had, no matter what anybody tries to, no matter what kind of spin anybody tries to put on at Hard Rock Stadium, the weirdest story we've ever had. Never made it on the field, and we go, well, he'll be coming back for the start of the season. He actually never came back. He tried. He tried? He had a long time to try. There's guys that blow their knee out in that amount of time would have been back in playing. So you had that one. So anyway, hey, Josh Boyer goes down. I think a lot of people thought it was going to happen and got another chance and the numbers and the defense, except for that last game where they actually got a lot of sacks and three takeaways and a defensive score, but during the regular season didn't do a lot of that stuff. I don't know what's going to happen. I keep hearing Vic Fangio, but they're saying Vic Fangio in like 20 different NFL cities right now. So I don't know. I had somebody tell me Sean Payton, well, Vic's going to go with Sean Payton wherever he goes. Again, I have no idea, but they have made a decision on their defensive coordinator, and I'm guessing there could be a different style of defense, and we'll be getting further and further away from that aggressive style of Brian Flores. Speaking of Brian Flores, you know, I thought after this lawsuit with the Dolphins, I didn't know if he'd ever get a coordinator job, let alone have a chance to get a head coaching job. I think if he hasn't interviewed, he's supposed to interview with Arizona for the head coaching job. And his name's up for a couple defensive coordinator jobs, which, by the way, he's really good at. I mean, I would agree that – and if somebody – they're talking about discipline and, you know, getting discipline back on the team and not letting the 53 guys run the team and be the coaches and the players, then Brian Flores is that kind of guy.
There's no business that recycles people quite like the NFL, though, right?
Well,
especially that head coaching position. Like, you see these names that pop up, man. It's like, there's really, there's nobody new that can do these jobs?
There is one thing. I think we all remember what Brian Flores did to the Rams in the Super Bowl. I mean, it was aggressive. we saw, whether he took over or not, you know, that's going to be one of those things, another thing that happened in the organization that people are always going to disagree on. I know it drives Josh Boyer nuts, but a lot of people are saying, well, the defense is really good once Brian Flores started getting really involved again, and Josh Boyer says that's just not true. But we did have a real aggressive and fun to watch. As good as the offense was to watch this year, that defense, when we were going during that winning streak, they were lights out. I mean, that was an aggressive, I mean, you can't be any more aggressive than they were, and having success, and people knew it was coming, and there was nothing you could do about it. It was just, it was that good. It was fun to watch. It was all out. You didn't have to worry. They lined up 7 guys on the line of scrimmage, 0 coverage, nobody in the middle of the field, and said, beat us. Beat us. The news not good. By the way, the others, yesterday, I mean, it's happening everywhere. We got coordinators getting fired on both sides of the ball. Greg Roman's story with Baltimore is a really strange one. Not that Greg Roman got fired. They were struggling to score without Lamar Jackson. But they're going, hey, soon as season's over, they come out, we want to get this Lamar deal done. We're going to do everything we can. He's our quarterback 200%. They didn't go 100%. They went 200% our quarterback. He's our quarterback 200%. He's going to be our guy. And he's going to help us pick the offensive coordinator that he likes. He's going to be in on the decision making. So I don't know if they, like, they got to get this money thing done. And he's not budging. He just made, you know, a risky decision, to say the least, and played and got hurt, by the way. I don't think it's going to hurt his value because it wasn't a serious injury. But that guy's kind of...
Well, I think it hurts his value a little.
I don't
think so.
Missed
a lot of time,
yeah,
though, man. Like, that's... I mean, unless he was sitting out because he was, you know, angry. He did miss a lot of time.
He missed a lot of time. I don't think it's going to hurt his value.
But it just goes back to, like, if you're the Ravens at the beginning of this thing, how do you not give this guy what he wants? Like, it's amazing. Like you said earlier, how many franchises are so desperate to find someone that's even the least bit competent to play that position? Like, why not just give the guy whatever he wants? Like, that's where you're going to try to skimp and save money?
So they're giving him a lot of money, but the guarantees, apparently, and I don't know if it's because the style of play, he's been injured the last 2 years.
Don't you give him what he wants? How could you be so stupid, like, to let this thing go on this long? Either you believe in the guy or you don't. But you can't skimp at that position. Like, you got to decide whether you're all in on a guy or not and basically pay him what he wants, right?
The other problem is a team that they play twice a year, didn't play at all, has been a complete screw-up and embarrassment to the NFL, got a fully guaranteed contract. And that changed the whole ball game. And Lamar went, hey, not for nothing, but Deshaun got a fully guaranteed contract with all that mess he created in Houston. He was with more massage therapists than touchdown passes. It's like, what are we doing here, man?
I think Lamar Jackson might even be a better player than the massage king. Yeah, he looked very rusty when he came back, man.
No, he struggled. He struggled a lot.
Which is, by the way, great to see. I mean, it couldn't happen to a worse organization. In the Cleveland Browns, but it's just awesome to see it crumble.
Desperate.
They took a shot at a guy like that. But that's,
desperate,
again, that goes back to why wouldn't you give Lamar Jackson, who's made your franchise relevant and a contender for as long as he's been there, why wouldn't you give him whatever he wants? Why would you want to go down this road here? It's almost like the stuff we saw in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. You're out there drafting his replacement. You trade his receiver away.
Yeah.
Like, you do all this stuff to piss off the, like, why not do everything the quarterback wants?
So Baltimore are going, okay, we tried last year, but we're 200% he's going to be our guy, and we're going to do everything possible. Meanwhile, I'm thinking franchise tag. That's what they're going to do this possible. But, Woody, I'm with you. I don't disagree with what you're saying. So you're going to come back. You just went through a full year, and you couldn't get something worked out. You must have a pretty good idea. Not so much about the money, but whatever the money is, he wants most of it to be guaranteed. Because there's a couple of guys that have fully guaranteed quarterback money. There's a guy in Minnesota, and there's a guy in Cleveland that's contracts are fully guaranteed. The other quarterbacks, they got a whole bunch of money and a whole bunch of guaranteed money, but the whole contract's not. I don't know what they're going to do, but I don't think it's slam dunk they just get a deal done, because here's the other part. If they do get it done, people are going to go, why did you just get this done last year? To your point, Woody, like, why'd you wait a year to get this done and go through all that drama? Now we don't know, or because there's a lot of people think Lamar could have played in the playoffs if he had had that money. All of a sudden, that sprained knee wouldn't have been so sprained.
This is why I feel like it's very tough to repair that relationship, because what has changed, except things have probably gotten like less likely they'd want to pay him over the last year now, right? Like, I just don't get that, man. Well, and maybe I'm looking at it through Dolphins glasses, but like, if the Dolphins had a competent quarterback, I'd just pay him whatever he wanted. Like, just to have some stability at that position for once.
Lamar's like, in a good
had
situation.
Stability at the quarterback spot in 20 years. Like, that to me would be such a huge thing if you could finally pay a guy and be like, all right, at least we have that position figured out. Then you build around it.
Lamar missed 5 or 6 games. I don't know what the final number was, but he's looking out there going, well, it's nothing that ended, you know, messed up my whole offseason, and there's a shortage of guys that do what I do. And I've been an MVP. I got a great regular season record, haven't had a lot of success in the playoffs, but I'm getting it done, and people love to watch me play. So it will be an interesting one. By the way, the other story coming out for Canes fans, you shouldn't be surprised, but Cormani McClain, the 5-star cornerback, has officially flipped to Colorado for this second national signing day coming up in February. He's going to be playing for Deion Sanders. Coach Deion, not a surprise. His name was mentioned with it before. So, I don't know what the reaction's been, Woody, from Canes fans, but I got to tell you, in case you have a short memory, they went out and got some really good corners. They got some really good corners that were getting recruited by really, really big schools. Robert Stafford, Damari Brown, Devontae Brown, and Antoine Jackson. Those are guys that I just mentioned that all the big guys went after, including a transfer portal, Brown, from UCF, who's got experience. I don't know about you, but I want those guys to come in and play. And I got to believe we're going to find some really good corners, unlike this last group that we had that just didn't get better. And I'm giving all my new guys every chance to catch up, and the ones that miss the second half of high school that sign early and will be in spring football, they're setting themselves up to play in year one. That's what they're doing. So I like the recruiting class. I do. I think they got some really good corners. Now, I don't know enough about McClain. I know he's a 5-star. I know he's one of the top 3 or 4 players in that ranking system they have. But they didn't go out and get a bunch of chump change at those other guys. Stafford, Brown, and Jackson have a chance to be really good football players.
This is going to happen, though, man. Like, you know, Canes fan, every college team fans needs to be, like, aware that this is probably going to continue to happen. You're going to get guys that are going to flip at the last minute. There's going to be some late money that comes in. There'll be a Deion that comes in, something like that. I mean, do you blame the guy for going to play for Deion?
No.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened. I'm guessing part of this money.
There was some Deion, and it looked like the family was involved, right?
So I would just say this to the – and this not sour grapes, because I don't care. I think they're fine at that position without him. We'll find out, and probably won't be on the radio when we find out 3 or 4 years from now. But you can let me know. Hopefully track me down and let me know how this thing all works out at the cornerback position. But these are the kind of – these need to be – evaluated by the NCAA. Okay, so the guy hadn't signed anywhere. Why? Because we're not supposed to be talking about NIL money with these guys till they're on campus in school.
Wait a sec. Can I get this right? You're calling for the NCAA to step in?
I'm just saying.
Are you kidding?
Why wouldn't they?
Because
they know that's not legal.
It's happening in every deal, man.
I understand it's
happening. What deal is this not happening in? Look at the Florida deal. There was clearly money that was going to be exchanged before that guy signed.
But he signed.
Clearly.
But he signed.
Okay, great.
So he can say, I signed, and when I got there, it was like...
Oh, yeah, they said right after you signed, we hit the negotiating tail. I mean, would you stop? Like, you want the NCAA, who's completely powerless in all this, to get involved? What are they going to do?
I just said that, I think.
But what can they do? Let's be realistic here. What are they going to give Florida the bowl ban or something?
I just
lost scholarship. Like, what are they going to do?
Then I don't want to hear anybody. Okay, I'm glad you said that because I knew your little jerky ass was going to do that this morning. Let me just say this to you.
No, it has nothing to do with that. I just
let me just say this.
What do you think they should do to enforce it? You're going to start calling names. What do you think they should do?
I'm telling you right now. Then shut up about it for everybody out there that keeps telling me that this is not supposed to happen when a guy's going around openly like this guy and his mother, Carmoni McClain, talking about money. Like, oh, Miami didn't come up with, the money's not where it needs to be. We may be back, but we may not. So, he didn't sign with anybody. It looks like it's an open, I'm looking to get money besides going to play for Coach Dion, who's not a bad corner, cover corner to learn from. But I just, then shut up. I don't want to hear anything about Miami. I don't want to hear anything about what Miami does. I don't. Because if this isn't something that's, got a bad smell to it. And again, I don't care. Go where you want, man. Go where you want. But everybody, this is screaming straight cash, homie. It really is. Straight cash, homie. Deal. All right. We got to go to break. Get this done here this morning.
You're getting all feisty here this morning. Like, you think the NCAA is just going to fly in all these big schools.
Because they flew in to check us because they're accusing us. I didn't go there. Accusing Miami of all this stuff.
Screw them. They don't have to listen. Miami doesn't have to listen. No one has to listen to the NCAA anymore. They have no, what power do they have left?
I don't know. Didn't they just get a new guy in there that they're hoping can
yeah, what's
make
he
some changes?
Do?
All right, right now I want to talk to you about something, Woody. You should it would really help you. Nuceria Health. It's good for everybody. I know you're a young guy and shouldn't have any problems. But as you get older, man, for a lot of guys want to get more out of life and it's just not happening. And you're really tired during the day, which is connected to your sex drive, which is connected to the fact you're gaining weight instead of losing weight. Listen, get on a Nuceria Health plan. Dr. Alex Alonzo and Nuceria Health and all the professionals over there would really love to work with you. You know, every year, New Year's resolution, man, I just want to get it back together. I want to get more out of life as I'm getting older, man. Fourth quarter of life, 50s and 60s, I want to start enjoying them more. Well, if you really do, you need to go to Nuceria Health. Listen to them. They've got great programs for you. I'm on this hormone replacement therapy program. I have been now for a while, and it's increased my energy. It's raised my sexual lift, and I'm losing weight, and I'm working out. It's all tied together. You work out, you're doing more, eating less, and feeling better, man, is what it really comes down to. I want to just say this, too. People go, I don't want to have to go down to Dade County to one of their two facilities. Well, you don't have to. That's a great part of Nuceria Health. The doctor, you can set up a Zoom call. You can get your blood work. You never leave the home for that. And you can sit down, tell a doc what your goals are and let him achieve. After he looks at your blood work, looks at all your numbers, looks at everything, he's going to put you on a safe, successful program that you're going to love. So why keep talking about it and do something about it? Man, I'm telling you, it makes all the difference in the world to have energy, especially when the weekend rolls around. 786-305-6337. 786-305-6337. Learn more. Go to mynuceria.com to learn and let Dr. Alex Alonzo and the professionals at Nuceria Health help.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You can't touch this. Hey! All right, welcome back here on a Friday. Man, it's a little early, but really nobody can mess up your Friday. Your favorite recruit doesn't come to coaches getting let go. No, nobody. Don't let anybody mess it up. Just take it in, but don't let anybody mess it up, because if you like football, we're down to 8 teams left. Jacksonville going to Kansas City. Woody, any shot to win?
Oh, man, I never go against the Chiefs. Never, never, never. But, no.
MVP Mahomes,
I'm trying,
I might add.
Bro, I'm trying. Yeah. No, they don't.
Okay.
I don't know. Can you talk me into it? Like, I'm hoping you'll talk me into it, but
I can tell you one thing.
I want to take Jacksonville in that game because Kansas City never covers. They never, ever cover. But, oh, man.
If
that's tough.
I can tell you one thing. If Mahomes goes up 27, it's game over.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. You could see that game going blowout, right? Like, out of all the games of the weekend, you could see that one being the blowout game, right?
Well, let me ask you about that second game. The Giants at Philly. Course, a number one seed and a bye, coming off the bye week. That's your, by the way, second game tomorrow. That's kind of, never thought we'd be talking about Daniel Jones in the playoffs, but that just sounds weird. Hurts and Jones.
Always got to be someone new, man. He's played well.
Listen,
he's played very well.
Honestly, all these good stories, they're good for football. I know everybody's going, we don't have Rodgers, we don't have Brady. Usually Rodgers loses early in the playoffs anyway, so it didn't matter. But we usually do have Brady. But I think this game shouldn't be close as far as talent-wise. But the Giants, man, what a great story.
See, I just think it's a rivalry game, right? It's in the playoffs. Like, how is that game not going to be close? And it's a big number there. Philly's favored by 7.5 points. It's a big, big number for a playoff game. I don't know, man. I feel like that game could be close. By the way, Saquon Barkley, the way he ran last week, puts on another performance like that. Hey. He's running like he's angry, man. Like he's trying to make a big statement here.
The nice story is the Giants' two first-round picks. You're right. Jones and Barkley. And, you know, you remember that. Barkley had the great first year and just went nuts. And then he got hurt, and then he didn't look like the same guy when he came back. And then
he did last week.
Yeah, man, he has looked really good.
All right, what do you think?
I'm going Philly. I'm going to take the two home teams. Although I shouldn't be surprised because we see them lose all the time. We see number one seeds, right? Green Bay, Tennessee. We've seen what that number one seed thing means.
By the way, you see the number on the Kansas City games up to 9 points.
Ooh.
They just never the Chiefs seem to never cover those big numbers, but damn, Jacksonville's due to get blown out, aren't they? Aren't they happy to be there at this point?
They got their win.
Yeah.
They got their playoff win. They're no longer on one of those lists, right?
Did you hear what Trevor Lawrence said? He goes, "Oh, it was really loud in Jacksonville. We'll be fine." Talking about Kansas City like it wasn't going to be louder up there.
I wish he would have called me.
I don't think he knows what he's walking into.
I wish he would have called me. I would have just given him an idea. So then the other game is Cincinnati at Buffalo. Joe and Josh, who teased us a little bit a couple weeks ago for the terrible accident that took place. But they're going to go at it this time, and this thing is two of the best in the business. But it should be a hell of a game. Something's missing with the Buffalo Bills right now. And I know Joe Burrow's offensive line is once again all banged up. But who plays better with a banged up offensive line? Who gets sacked 7 or 8 times and throws for 400 yards like Joe Burrow, right? Joe plays with more crappy offensive linemen, which is kind of one of the themes of the NFL, the struggle of finding enough healthy offensive linemen to get through the season. And then the last one, Woody, that I'm really looking forward to, I just think the Dallas-San Francisco, I think that's good for business. I think it's going to be a really good game, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think all four games are pretty sexy matchups here, but I don't know. I like the Bengals in that game against the Bills. I think the Bengals can beat them outright. The Bills have just looked so shaky, Right? Like, especially last week against the Dolphins, Allen's turning the ball over.
Well, Josh's not going to change the way he plays.
No, but he's, gee, I mean, he did enough in that game to help the Dolphins try to win. I mean, obviously,
he made a lot
of close the deal, but
he made a lot of big plays and he turned around. And you're right. Actually, his mistakes, actually, with about 200 yards of offense, put the Dolphins up in front, which was remarkable to, that late in the game for them to have the lead.
Now, I just wonder if the Cowboys, with that pass rush, if they can get after this guy Purdy and finally make him look like the rookie that he is, like the seventh-round rookie that he is, right? All you keep hearing is how he's the next Brady, he's this and that.
I haven't heard that. You got to stop with that. I don't
Dude,
hear all that
did
stuff.
Did you see, and we talked about it the other day, the money people are putting on his cards and stuff? That's an indicator that people think he's going to be a star. Like, he's going to be really good, and I don't know. I'm not sold on him yet, but I don't know, man. I would just like to
He's
see,
closer I, to a game manager than Tom Brady.
Well, we'll certainly find out on Sunday night, but I'd like to see the Cowboys put a little bit of pressure on him, kind of make his life miserable. The Dolphins certainly couldn't do it. Remember when he came in the Dolphin game? I thought, oh, man, this is great. Dolphins are just going to get after this
guy. I did, too. I thought so. I thought he'd make some more mistakes, and he didn't.
Oh, who the hell is this guy?
Did not make the mistakes that we were really waiting on there, man. It was a bad one. So, anyway, we have that. Got a lot of stuff going on here. The Heat tonight in Dallas to take on Luka and the Mavs. And playing really well before coming back home to take on the Pelicans and then the Boston Celtics on Tuesday. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. I don't have time to say it right now, but this morning I was just telling you, Woody, when I came in this morning about just catching up after football season with so many people I haven't had a chance to see, and had lunch with somebody yesterday who's been single now for the last couple years, a little bit younger than I am, and what he's gone through in the dating game. Phenomenal stories. Talk about just total entertainment that he's alive to tell me about. Just great. I got to share some of the stories with you. He gave me the green light on the stories, by the way, so it's not like I'm breaking any kind of man code.
Ever stopped you before.
No, I'm good. If somebody says, you know, don't do it, I try not to do it. We got Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst, and Mike Florio going to join us later in the show and jump more into this stuff. But, yeah, if you haven't heard it, I have it for you coming up at 8 o'clock. You got to hear just the older dating app stuff and just an unbelievable story that I was blown away with. It was worth going to lunch. Just to hear that at Hard Rock yesterday, to hear that story. All right, I'll have that for you coming up here after Hollywood's headlines. But first, want to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers. You know why? Because you're looking anniversary or birthday, and you're starting to look around, and you want to get something. You kind of know what you want to spend and kind of know what you want, but you don't have a jewelry store. You're new in town, or last experience wasn't a good one. Go to the one I've been going to for 30 years, exactly 30 years. I've been going to Beverly's Jewelers. Matter of fact, Jeff and I are the same age. It's pretty funny when go in there. The owner, he and his daughter just do a fantastic job over there. Still family-owned, leader in certified earth mine and lab-grown diamonds, huge selection of both, unbeatable prices, and a friendly, knowledgeable staff's going to help you when you get there. Low price guarantee. You're not going to find the same diamond for less anywhere. They've got GIA graduate gemologists there to assist you, especially if you're looking for that diamond engagement ring and you want to get educated on what you're buying and what the difference is. They do it all for you. Certified lab-grown diamond stud earrings and lab-grown tennis bracelets that are absolutely gorgeous. Hey, why buy online? Know what you're getting and get it for less guaranteed when you go to 3600 West Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. World-class custom design studio, no interest financing, free gift wrapping, 50 to 70% off select merchandise. Beverly's just has made it really easy for me over the last 30 years, and I know they're going to make it easy for you. I was just talking to Kim Bocamper about this. I said, Bo, he goes, man, I just tell him, hey, this is kind of what I want to spend. And they work with you to make sure you get something really nice. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged. Great place to go. The name is Beverly's Jewelers. You can go to bevjewelers.com and get an idea of some things they have. But they have a whole lot more when you stop by that store at 3600 West Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. Beverly's Jewelers.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, little Woody, what do you have for us today?
Thank you, Joe. All right.
I was thinking of Bo. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was funny yesterday. By the way, me and Bo are going to go catch some F1. Talk to me afterwards. He said, you know, come join me in the Paddock Club. Happy to have me as his guest.
You're not sitting where he's sitting.
Well, I'm sitting where you're sitting.
I don't go.
This year. Yeah, you're going this year. Or I'll just take your tickets. All right, here we go. Ready for some tennis? You like tennis.
Love tennis. What do you have?
Novak Djokovic, man. A little bit of complaining going down here in his match. Now, he did advance. He did end up winning. But this is a strange look here. Listen to this little clip here from Novak complaining to the umpire.
You're kidding me. You know who it is. The guy's drunk out of his mind. From the first point, he's been provoking. He's not here to watch tennis. He just wants to get in my head. So I'm asking you, what are you going to do about it? You heard him at least 10 times. I heard him 50 times. What are you going to do?
So Novak had a guy that was heckling him, giving him a hard time, and he wanted the guy kicked out.
Toughen up a little, bro. Come on.
Kyrgios did the same thing with the drunk woman. I believe at Wimbledon.
He's trying to get in my head. You're that mentally weak?
You shouldn't be doing that. If you play tennis,
I know. Tennis is, you know, everyone's uptight.
Quiet, please. Second serve.
But why does everyone, like, it's tennis and golf. Why does everyone have to be so uptight all the time?
Well, what do you want everybody screaming just so you get ready? Miss it! Miss it!
I think it'd make the game more exciting, but I got to tell you, those five setters are painful to watch. So I like our tournament down here. They're three setters, but, man, those things.
Well, the majors are five setters.
Those are tough to watch,
Got to win
man.
Three sets, and listen, a lot of guys.
What do those go, 4 hours?
Apparently it's hot over there on top, but we've seen some guys
apparently,
cramp
they just
up
stopped
and couldn't
the tournament
finish.
The other day.
Yep.
Told you, why don't they move that
I thing? Don't know. Listen, I'm not a big Djokovic fan, but, like, he's right on this, man. I know it sounded like it was a lot of whining, but he's right.
That was a lot of whining. And it's embarrassing.
I got people ask me at the courts, like, Joe, can you not be so loud? Can you and your friend talk later? We're playing doubles. Almost every time I play, it's the women, and they will say either move. Some of them aren't even nice about it. Please, can you not talk? Can you guys go somewhere else and talk? And then they turn around when their match is over, and they want to sit there and yap while I'm playing.
Yeah, but you're like the Happy Gilmore of tennis, though. Like, you're throwing rackets, you're cursing, like, you're you know.
I try not to curse when the girls are around.
Great, you try not to.
I try.
All right.
I can only work on it.
All right, a couple NBA little notes for you here. Did you see that tank that Luka Doncic rolled up to last game? So it, like, shoots out smoke out of the front. I mean, this is like, you know, we got the monster truck thing coming to Marlins Park next week.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. So, like, you know, I imagine, like, a six-year-old, like, my son would be amused by, you know, Luca's truck. I don't know what kind of adult would be into something like that. But
listen,
anyway.
Listen, he's a young guy and he's got a lot of money.
Yes, he does. And that's good because you know what that truck cost?
$160.
$250.
Ooh! Damn, get a sports car.
$250, so you could drive around in, I don't know, Bull, whatever it's modeled as. So if you see Luka pull up to the game tonight.
Well, you know who he is.
In that thing, yeah, there you go.
I'm sure he gets a couple of parking spots because he's Luka.
And just a little quick note here. Ben Simmons, stat line. Ready for this one?
Oh, God. Go ahead.
7 points.
Yeah.
6 assists.
Okay.
5 personal fouls.
Ooh.
4 turnovers. 3 offensive fouls, 2 technical fouls, and 1 ejection.
Yeah.
And I've been told that the take that you do these daily fantasy stuff and you pick these guys' point totals, that Ben's like a lock for the under every night. Like, apparently we've been missing out on some free money here.
I don't know. I'm sure they're trying to get him to score more, especially with Kevin Durant out. But he's got some demons. He's got demons that aren't going away.
All right, we got the Pro Bowl coming up here, and we had the Manning brothers announced as like
the coaches
or whatever they're going to do. Yeah, Peyton and Eli, of course. Did you see who the captains are?
No.
Be for the 2 teams. So you got Snoop Dogg, and he's obviously very affiliated with football. So Snoop Dogg, I think, is a good choice. The other one's going to be Pete Davidson.
I did see that. That's kind of a weird one.
Not exactly sure how he fits into that equation, and I am a Pete Davidson fan. I like his stand-up, I like his movies, but I'm not sure, again. Like, I don't think his personality really fits into that whole, like, let's put on a family fun.
They're not
going to
do much, trust me. In the new Pro Bowl and all the different games are going to be playing against each other, they'll be fine.
All right. You asked me what I was laughing about earlier here, Joe. This is the Vancouver Canucks versus the Tampa Bay Lightning at Rogers Arena in Canada a couple nights ago. Tell me what you think happens here in this TV clip.
Now a neat play by Cole to get the puck to Killorn, and he backhands it down the ice. Is that you?
No. No, it wasn't.
Pettersson.
That was funny.
Any thoughts?
Not much you can say. He was blowing gas. It was loud.
I don't know if that was a horn in the
crowd.
That
was a horn. Yeah, it was a horn.
Well, let's see. Should you hear it one more time?
All right, go one more time. I'm
now
going horn.
Play by Cole to get the puck to Killorn, and he backhands it down the ice. Is that you?
No.
Pettersson.
That is pretty funny, though. That people are going to start doing that around those announcers while they're doing the games. That's pretty funny.
All right. In our final
Especially for childish people like us, right?
I don't know. Yeah, you asked me what I was laughing about. It was that. How childish
I
is that?
I saw that last night. That was funny.
All right. And final story here today. Listen to this, man. We had more New Yorkers move to Florida in 2022 than any year in history. Listen to this number, 64,577 New Yorkers exchanged their driver's licenses for Sunshine State, Florida driver's licenses here this past year. Says they come in every day, we're told from the DMV.
Wow.
And I think I speak for all of us down here when I say, why don't you guys go home? It's time.
Not everybody. Some people like the fact that they're buying all this real estate in a everybody's value of their
that's true
property's going up, Woody.
Yeah, I guess they are buying a lot of those condos down by where I live. But, yeah, you know, look, in general, like, go home, right? It's time. You know, pandemic's wrapping up.
Yeah, Florida.
I think it's time.
I think Florida, Arizona, and Texas have been popular places to go over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
People are leaving California in big numbers, too.
And by the way, this is like if you move from New York, I don't know, over the last 10, 20 years. Why don't you go back? See how it is. Take your New York, you know, culture and your sports teams and just go back. What do you think?
No, I don't.
You want to keep them down here?
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay.
Do they really bother you that much?
Jets fans and Knicks fans.
Do they bother you that much? They've been around forever.
I'm not a huge fan.
We got a lot of people that have been here longer than I have that grew up in New York.
My dad's from Long Island.
Okay, there's a great example. You didn't have to go far.
But he's not like a scumbag Jet fan. He's he likes the teams down here now.
Now you called Eric Reed a scumbag.
Is he a Jet fan?
Yeah.
Oh, I like Eric Reed. He can stay. He's
a
Heat fan.
That's the problem, though.
He's not a Knicks fan.
I know, but that's the problem when you start calling everybody a scumbag that likes a different team. Seriously, that's the best you can come up with today is calling people a scumbag. Because they like a different team.
I think a lot of Dolphins fans dislike Jet fans, yes. What do you think?
Only when they're both good, there's a lot more hatred.
There's a lot of feistiness at the Dolphins-Jets game.
We got 8 o'clock hour. I'm going to let you go. I'm just going to pretend the scumbag Why do you like Scumbag so much? That's one of your great. You're a big Scumbag.
Well, I think of Philly people.
Oh, now you're going to go through your Scumbag list?
Philly, Jersey.
You know, you're not exactly a warm, fuzzy guy.
No, I'm a Miami Scumbag, but.
All right. So anyway, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up. We get to a lot more stuff here. Mark Ross will join us from NFL Network. I got a story to tell when we come back of something from a friend that's been divorced for a couple years now. And going through his dating thing yesterday at lunch was very entertaining. Very, very entertaining for people that have had to do that same thing in their 50s and early 60s. Right now, I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. One of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Baptist Health South Florida does a lot of different things. But I'll tell you what, their sports medicine program is top dog. When you talk about where the pros go, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins, all trust that great sports medicine program they have put together with some of the top specialists and sports surgeons in the business. From knee to shoulder to foot and ankle to hand to back to hip and knee replacement. I'm talking about great doctors. And I got more good news because it used to be you kind of just went to doctor's hospital and everybody had to go down there. Not anymore. No, we got a brand new, beautiful facility right off I-95 in Pine Island in Plantation with a lot of those great doctors working up there as well. So now, Broward County, you got a place closer to home. We got more places coming. So just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day to get you healthy as quickly as possible, covering high school, college, professional athletes, and all the rest of us that try to stay active and not get injured all the time. In-house physical therapists ready to take care of you, working with those doctors. The news is great. No wonder it's a top 50 sports medicine program in the country. Go see Dr. Swartzen and the gang up in Broward. But listen, whether you're in Dade or Broward, some of the best doctors in the business to get you healthy every day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.